This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello and welcome to Fully Charged Recharged.
I'm sick of the cold.
No. Also.
It's fucking ridiculous.
I just don't know why I keep forgetting about the car situation. This morning I just kept following my normal routine and then I opened the door and saw it and was like, oh shit, that's not just like,
yeah.
Even putting the defroster on,
that's
going to take
minutes.
A full 50 minute job kind of a thing. So running in and out. And even that is a bad vibe because I feel bad leaving the door open when there's other people in the house and the cold is just getting in for when they get up an hour or two later.
I was feeling so sorry for myself this morning getting up. I actually sat in bed for another like maybe 7 minutes just being like, I don't want to put my toe down.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to put my toe on the ground. Please don't make me put my toe on the ground.
I was like that as well. The first thing I did this morning when I woke up, and this is weird, but this is the truth. I just checked. I touched my chest and went, do I have a bra on? Because I really don't want to have to do that job. Do you know what I mean?
Men don't understand how torturous it is to put a bra on with cold hands in the morning.
The first thing I did was check. I was wearing a bra and I was like, well done. Last night, me. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, so I might go to bed in my clothes tonight.
There's a lot to be said for it. And what I'd urge you to do, right, is sleep in a t-shirt you don't mind wearing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just literally sit up, jumper on, done.
Will I do that tomorrow?
I've done that. I slept in this t-shirt last night. I'm gross.
Did you?
Yeah, I slept in this last night.
But then you just put a bra on.
No, I had my bra. I was delighted with myself this morning because I had slept in the bra. Slept in the t-shirt, just threw the jumper on. I'm gross. I'm too cold for this shit.
But like, you're right. You're not sweating. It's too cold.
No, I smell good.
I might do that tonight. I might sleep in my clothes. We'll make it a bit for the show. I'll do my full clothes.
Make sure you're in comfy bottoms. You don't want to sleep in jeans or anything.
Yeah, true. I'll wear leggings or something.
Okay. It's Friday, yeah. You can be casual.
Will you do that as well?
Yeah, I will. I'll happily do that, Aisling. I'd be thrilled to do that for you.
We'll do a thing of it. And I'll time how long it takes me to get ready with that having been done.
I'll do the same.
I'd say it'll take me about 3 minutes. Although I do need to change my knickers, don't I?
Oh, you'll have to do
that. If I put fresh knickers on before
I go to
bed.
If you put fresh knickers on tonight.
Yeah.
And then you wear them to work tomorrow and then you're home by. You won't even have them on 12 hours.
That's true.
13 or 14 hours and you'll be changing them. That's like a regular day of a regular person wearing knickers. So you're fine. No shame in it, girl.
No shame in it.
And a nice pair of warm thermals tonight and keep them on till the morning.
All right, we'll fill you in tomorrow.
Get up. Good morning.
Good morning.
Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley in the morning.
Hello to you and welcome to Thursday, 9th of January. Dave, still miserable, unfortunately. He's got the bug that seems to be doing the rounds.
Yeah, he is in a hoop, so he is. He can't move. He's made it very clear to us that he can't even go on his phone, which for Dave now is truly a terrible situation.
He's chronically online at the best of times, so yeah, that says a lot. I needed to get myself a new pair of runners, genuinely. I was going off the one pair there for a while.
Yeah,
and
I'm a bit the same.
No grip on them, to be honest. I noticed it when I was in Stockholm that I was like, I think I need something with a bit of a grip.
When you were sliding around the place
on
the snow.
Yeah, slipping and sliding. And do you remember I told you my woes recently about how I felt that my feet were growing?
No.
I don't know if you were awake
maybe
for this.
Maybe I wasn't here.
But this was a big moment.
That's actually kind of concerning. Imagine your feet started randomly growing.
That's what's freaking me out. I'm going to have feet like yours in no time. You're a size 8 or something, aren't you?
I'm a 7-ish.
Well, for my whole life, I've been a solid size 5. Name the brand. Maybe for Converse, it's size 5.5 because they're a little bit tighter.
Yeah.
But other than that, no matter what the brand, I've been a 5. Until now, because my 5s are getting too small, another reason why I felt like I needed to get something bigger, I purchased a size 6 yesterday and they've arrived in the post and they're tight on me.
I wonder, are they not making them as big as they used to?
I don't know. I googled it this morning because I'm starting to get really freaked out that I'm going to have a pair of both at the end of my leg soon. And it says that for girls, the normal age for feet to stop growing is a few years after puberty. Okay, I was a late bloomer, but not that late. And around 14 years of age is when your feet should just stick to what they are.
This is the thing, because I always thought I was a 6, and then I went to get running shoes and I went into like a running shop and they measured my feet and he was like, oh yes, you're a 7. And I was like, sorry, your machine is broken, sir. I'm no more a 7. Mm. And he was like, no, look. And literally my toe was hitting 7. And
I thought you were an 8.
No, I'm not an 8.
I've always thought your docs and all were a size 8.
No, my docs are a 6.
Oh.
But I refuse to believe I'm a 7. And recently I bought 6s and they are so tight.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, now I feel better. That's fine. She's got bigger boats than me.
I can't believe you thought I was an 8.
I genuinely all this time thought you had massive feet.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
I feel like it's something you said rather than something I observed.
I hope so.
Spins Fully Charged with Now. It spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
It's Becky Hill's Outside of Love on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Good morning. Hope you're well.
Morning.
And a story caught my attention this morning. It's been quite some time since we had a good story about dustbins on this show.
Oh yeah, we've covered bins quite extensively over the years.
I think in the first few months of the show, you brought us a fabulous story about a Facebook page where it was people admiring different bins.
Yes.
And I think about that story a lot because it was so brilliantly boring.
It was the pinnacle.
It was
really
excellent, yeah. Well, there's a guy from Norfolk and his name is Dave Clark, but he's known as Dustbin Dave because of his real dedication to dustbins.
Nice.
He loves them. He's a keen rubbish bin photographer. I don't think he's a bin man or anything. I think he just has a huge respect for
thing.
Different bins. It's his thing. To the point where he ran the London Marathon, I think, last year with a bin in his back.
That's his thing.
Perfect. To the point where he has a Facebook page. I tried to find him on Instagram this morning. I think he's missing a trick, Dustbin Dave, because I can't seem to find him on Instagram.
Now he's reaching a different audience there on Facebook, though.
He's on Facebook, and fans of dustbins are now sending Dave photos from all around the world of ones that they see as well.
Brilliant.
So he's been talking about his experience to the local paper in Norfolk, saying that the bins abroad are much more exciting than the normal council bills bins in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
He said that they need to kind of up their game and make them a bit more fun and wacky.
Right.
And he's kind of compiled a top 10 list of the bins across the world that he really appreciates and has admiration for. And it's his quotes about why he feels that they're deserving that made me...
That stand out. Yeah.
So we won't go through the whole list, but there's a town in Wales and essentially it's a big rhino structure made from plastic waste from local beaches. You know those ones that you can see around? Big, big structures.
Yeah.
Looking like certain things. But then all the rubbish is inside, which kind of takes away from the structure, but still kind of cool.
Well, it kind of adds to it sometimes too.
He describes this as utterly amazing. There is a pretty basic pair of bins in Cape Town in South Africa, but they are very clean looking and they're separated into general and food waste, which I think is great to see with public bins. A lot of room for mistakes though. But anyway, he describes these as stunning because behind you can see the Table Mountains in the background.
Oh, nice.
So a great photo opportunity maybe, bin plus Table Mountains maybe. In Krakow in Poland, this one is quite visual, but it looks like, imagine the lid of an old-timely street lamp, quite large.
Gotcha.
Kind of with the lid as if it was lit by a candle in the middle.
Beautiful.
That's the bin, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh.
With the little lid on
that's
top.
That's beautiful.
He describes this as dark and mysterious, and he gave it a score of number 4 in his top 10 list. He likes this one a lot.
Okay, yeah.
We'll move down to number 3. This is in Spain. It's tulip-shaped, this one, Ash. It's very large, very purple, and if you're looking at it from afar, if you were glasses wearer and you didn't have them on that day or one of your contacts fell out, you might be duped into thinking it's just a tulip structure.
Fab.
It's only when you come close that you realise it is in fact a bin.
Bin.
A bin.
More of this.
Absolutely. Dave said this bin blew me away. The design, the colour, the shape. He's a big fan.
Okay.
And at number 1, he's given his top score to a bin in the Canary Islands. He says he's just fallen in love with this crab bin, saying the design is brilliant. Just imagine it. A very large heart shape.
Yeah.
It contains a translucent crab shape within the heart. Okay.
Oh my God, it's complex.
Right. So, brown heart.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Translucent crab shape, quite large.
I might need AI to draw this for me.
Yeah. And the rubbish inside makes the crab look lovely and colourful.
Wow.
This brings Dave a lot of joy.
That's amazing.
I do think the bins around Ireland are getting very boring. I do enjoy the ones in Dublin that I've mentioned this before and I'm passionate about it. The ones that you can tap your foot and not have to touch anything is nice.
Yeah, they're good.
They were
COVID friendly.
And the frog ones are always fun with the big mouth.
Yeah, they're rare though.
I haven't seen them in a while.
They're not dime a dozen. I remember, I liked it when people used to put like eyes and a mouth on their wheelie bin.
That was good
That
fun.
Was a bit of a trend that's died out, unfortunately. Actually, I remember when I was younger, my brother got spray paint and he spray painted his name Lorcan on the side of the bin, and it's still there to this very day, the Lorcan bin.
Was he just trying out maybe doing a bit of what's it called?
Art.
What's it called? Graffiti.
Graffiti. Well, yeah, I think he thought he was like a cool graffiti artist and he's like, I'm going to do it on the bin. But still there.
Were your parents happy about that? Or?
Well, they didn't mind.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's an identifier.
Bin.
You know,
wasn't on the side of the house at least.
No,
you know?
Exactly.
This is Tom Grennan and Higher, your number one hit music station. You're on Spin. I get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Spin good morning.
Morning. And does anybody feel like I haven't really talked about my American Christmas enough? Because I can feel like I've barely like mentioned it or barely even said anything about it. Because I have so many stories.
Go on.
So much happens when I'm in America that's funny.
No, I get it.
And I'm like, oh, I wish I could do this on the show tomorrow, but I'm in America, so I guess I can't. There was this one instance that I do really want to tell you about. So obviously my fiance, Alex, is American, so that's why we went over to visit his family and all the rest. And we got engaged just before Christmas, so as soon as everybody found out, all of his friends, there was lads coming out of the woodwork to meet up, who he hasn't seen in years. So
That's so nice.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Especially see that from the lads' view.
Yeah, it was so cute. So I met some new friends while I was over this year, and one friend told me a very funny story. You know the way it's kind of a cliche that like Americans are obsessed with Ireland?
Yeah.
Well, this woman told me about her dad, who takes it to a new level. So her dad's name is something very, very Irish, like Patrick Maloney or something like that. And for his whole life, he's just been obsessed with Ireland. I love Ireland. I'm Irish. He's visited Ireland several times.
He probably has ancestors, has he? Or is there any connection?
Well, so he thought. Right. So he assumed with his name until his wife got him an ancestry kit for Christmas one year.
She shouldn't have done that. Let him live the dream.
Just to be like, how Irish are you?
Oh, no.
0%. He had visited the country several times.
That's awful.
And he wants to know, like, where should he go officially
to find his great
yeah. No Irish in him at all. Anyway, so he was devastated, right? This dad of the friend. And so for the next Christmas, the man bought him a present. That is such a gimmick. But obviously so funny for them. But there are so many of these gimmicky presents. This present she bought him was to own a square foot of Ireland.
Oh.
And I didn't know this existed, right? But it does. And it's in Antrim, randomly. So basically, you get this certificate and it tells you that you own a square foot of Ireland and that you are officially a squire.
Oh,
and I'm I don't think that really.
So can you go and visit your own plot?
Well, this thing, I was like, this means all of our parents, I guess, are squires.
Right,
because they own land more than a square foot.
Yeah,
for if you do own land.
So does it show you exactly which little bit of the land you own?
Well, this is the gimmick, right?
Right.
Because she was like, I'll show you, I'll get him to send it to me, and I'll show you where he owns a piece of land. And it's just a picture of a field. It's literally a picture of a field. I'm like, how many people have this exact picture of this field?
And does the farmer who actually owns that land, is he aware of people Google imaging or Google earthing into his land to sell little, you know what I mean?
I know, exactly. Yeah. Who knows? I think you, in theory, can go visit it, but like, if the land is like 1,000 square foot, I'd say 220,000 people own a square foot of it. Gotcha. Do you know that kind of way? Like, so funny and such a gimmick, but a good laugh. But I do think it's interesting how we do like to give these sort of gimmicky presents at Christmas and at other times.
And you think that's really meaningful?
Yeah, you do.
And that's the thing. If I was his wife, I'd be like, do you know what I'm going to do? What a brilliant idea. Get me on that.
Yeah.
It's a lovely idea it's legit.
But in theory, you've just paid for absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Another one that you see is when people buy like a star.
Oh man, I was nearly guilty of that.
Stop. Once. No, yeah. Were you?
When my niece was born first for her first birthday. Florence, this is years ago. It's like, what would be really, you know, when you're really emotional, like the first baby in the family. I was like, what would be really meaningful? I'm going to buy her a star.
Yeah, or name a star
after and all this. And then I knew a guy who I knew had done something previous for a previous girlfriend he'd had. And I just texted him being like, what do you think? And he was like, a load of rubbish. Do not waste your money. I was like, okay, grand.
It really is.
Yeah.
I was looking up some more. You can buy an acre of the moon, apparently.
What?
Yeah.
Stop.
Isn't that just such a load of bull? And then I know these like adopt an animal things are generally good because they're like the money probably goes to like conservation or whatever. But the actual concept of like adopting the animal is kind of stupid because actually I saw a girl over Christmas on my Instagram. She got from somebody a present of like a penguin adopted, and you could track the penguin. And literally on Christmas Day, she put in the tracking for her penguin and it was like, aw, we haven't seen that penguin in ages. Here's another one. You're like, my penguin's dead. So I feel like we just need to be careful when we give these these gifts that bring like 2 seconds of joy. Emma's gone. Aww, we can't find him anymore. Here's another.
That's Excellent.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Billie Eilish and Birds of a Feather on Spin Morning.
We were just kind of talking about gimmicky Christmas presents there. Stupid things like you can buy a square foot of Ireland, or like when you adopt an animal for somebody. I think like the money does go to conservation, but like sometimes the animal's like already dead when you get the animal. That's what happened to a girl I know at Christmas. They were just like, here's another penguin, it's grand. Have you ever adopted anything?
I've never adopted an animal, but I was trying to work it out as you were telling the story, but I was gone laughing. But I can't remember for sure, but definitely at one point my mom spent a few bob, I think, unless I dreamt this, and she's adopted a donkey in Africa.
Yeah, of course.
Of course, as you
so
do.
So many Irish people own livestock in Africa. It's absolutely mad. Boher made a killing. Do you remember Boher?
Oh my God, what a throwback.
Oh, my dad owns tons of animals.
B-O-F-A-N-A-F-R-I-C-A. T-H-A-O-R.
Yeah.
You're like sitting there 10 years later, wake up one morning, how's my chicken doing?
I wonder how Jimbo is.
The ghost.
Dublin travel with Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
Just to say as well, just to like, don't take us the wrong way. It's a great thing to do.
It is,
but
good.
Like,
what's the money's actually going to
100%,
conservation?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, 7:31 now. What are the roads like this morning, Emily?
Good morning. Starting off.
Now, Dave is not here. He's got the plague, that horrible plague that is doing the rounds at the moment. But, problem alert. All this week, we've been bringing you our predictions. We tend to make predictions on the show, personal predictions, showbiz predictions. We predict things that might happen in Ireland in the year ahead. And we do that at the start of every single year. And on Monday, I brought you mine. Yesterday, we heard Aisling's. And today was Dave's day, but never a sign.
No sign of Dave. But like, what can you do? This was in the calendar. It's been earmarked. We simply must move on with the life and times of the show. And if we were to come back to Dave's next week, that would just throw a real spanner in the works.
I think so. It would. I'd agree with you. It really would. So this morning on the show, let's revisit what Dave predicted would happen in the world of showbiz in 2024. He made these predictions this time last year.
Timothy and Kylie. I could have went for breakup, and then I thought, no, that's too obvious. Let's go the opposite. They're getting engaged. 2024.
Ooh, as far as I know, that hasn't happened yet.
However, they were at the Golden Globes the other night, kissing the head off each other.
They're still together, which is good.
And they seem quite in love.
Yeah.
And I'm even surprised to hear that Dave made that prediction last year. I didn't even know they were together for over a year at this point. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like they were relatively new.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. Okay, well, he didn't get the win there, but
they're still together, he's on track. They're going strong.
Yeah.
Okay, what did Dave predict might happen in Ireland in 2024? Bearing in mind, previously he made a prediction randomly that Ryan Tuberty would step down from the Late Late Show in the year ahead, and he got that spot on, and
that was before
all the drams and everything.
Yeah,
no,
so he's good at
coming.
His Irish predictions.
He is. Let's see what he went with.
My therapist ghosted me, but come to an end. With Vogue and
Joanne. I'm so pathetic. That gave me goosebumps.
That's so silly of me. My therapist ghosted me, obviously being that podcast. It's very much not come to an end.
No, it's flying.
They're doing tours with it and everything the rest. But I do think that was like kind of a clever one.
It was.
Two gals are so busy and so big now.
Totally, yeah. Joanne's on tour left, right and centre. She's just launching, obviously, a brand new tour. Vogue's always been really busy.
Vogue's got like two other podcasts now, I think.
And has her own businesses and stuff as well. So good prediction, but not true. It's still going strong. All right, Dave's personal prediction.
So my personal prediction for 2024 is I will join a gym and go at least 5 times.
Hey!
Woo,
good man. He's absolutely flying it at the gym.
He really is.
Have you noticed he's getting a bit broad?
He's looking well.
Isn't he?
No, he's looking well now.
You know what? I'm not to be a creep, but whenever I glanced at him last week, I was like, geez, he's broadening out.
Yeah.
Turned into a big boy.
Oh, no, he's turning into a fine young man, our David. Dave went to the gym, I'd say, 5 times in 1 week at one stage.
I think he tends to go on a good week 5 times a week.
Now, hasn't done him any good. He's absolutely got the plague right now. Yeah. But anyway,
well done. He's looking well.
Yeah.
And he's looking broad, and I wouldn't cross him at the moment.
He's gotten real scary looking. Especially with the face tattoos and everything as well.
Yeah, it's all gone a bit
bad. Yeah.
Okay, so what are we going to do? We need Dave's predictions for the year ahead. That's what we're doing this week for 2025. Don't know how we're going to work that, but we'll come up with something.
Ah, we've got something up our sleeve.
Dave's predictions for 2025 coming after the weekend on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Just approaching 10 to 8 all this week on the show, we've been looking back at the predictions that we made of things that might happen in 2024. Predictions we made in the show last year, and in typical Emma, Dave and Aisling fashion, we couldn't remember anything that any of us predicted. But today, it was Dave's turn. Unfortunately, he's not feeling great. He's got the the winter plague that is doing the rounds. We just heard his predictions for 2024. He wasn't totally far off. He predicted that Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner would be engaged by the end of the year.
Which they're not.
If you've been on social media though the last few days, you probably saw them snogging the heads off each other at the
Golden Globes. Yeah, they might be far off.
He predicted that My Therapist Ghosted Me, the podcast, would come to an end. Obviously, that's incorrect. And he was right on his personal prediction. He said that he predicted he would go to the gym at least 5 times in 2024. He joined a gym, and I think it's fair to say he's very much into it now.
Yeah, he's enjoying it.
Dave's away. What do we do? We need predictions for the year ahead. Who's Dave's best friend? ChatGPT.
Yeah, this was a very easy decision. Dave, pretty much everything that comes out of Dave's mouth the last year has come from ChatGPT. So,
if anyone knows him, it's probably the robot within ChatGPT.
Exactly.
So instead of going to like his best friend in real life, Ben, or anyone else around while he's bedridden,
and we're obviously not going to ask him when he's sick to come up with this because like it takes a lot of strength to predict things
short
for the year, you know, mystic power and all that.
So the closest we can get to Dave right now is AI. What does AI Dave predict will happen in the world of showbiz in 2025?
In 2025, AI will take over showbiz. Robots will write scripts, create digital actors, and maybe even act better than real stars. Expect interactive movies where the plot changes based on your mood, making you the director. Get ready for a future where even the stars are on autopilot.
Shut up. He talks so long, doesn't he, AI Dave? Get over it. We only do like a sentence, mate. He did like a whole paragraph. Anyway, that's kind of annoyed me because I'd say it probably will happen.
It depends
on your
mood.
It's very long, though. There's a lot in it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of loopholes. I can go, oh, well, they didn't do that little bit, so you're wrong.
What I thought was really up itself was AI made the world showbiz prediction about AI.
Yeah, but itself.
Oh, sure.
Get over yourself.
Anyway, that's that one.
All right, what did AI Dave predict will happen in Ireland this year?
In 2025, Ireland will have the world's first smart pub, where your drink is poured by a robot and it knows exactly when to top it up, but only after it checks if you're wearing green.
I was like, okay. And then I'm like, all right, green.
And also, I'd like to be served by a human, please,
yeah,
in the pub. Finally, what does AI Dave think will happen in Dave, real life Dave's personal life in 2025? This should be interesting.
In 2025, David Hammond will accidentally start a viral dance craze while attempting to dodge a pigeon in the park. The moves will be so unintentional that they'll be dubbed the Hammond Shuffle, making him an overnight sensation and the proud owner of several confused pigeons as loyal fans.
Wow! Now that's brilliant.
Again, like, it just has to go one step too far. Like, he's got pigeon fans. But I do actually enjoy it. I like that one. Dave can do a cool little dance anyway.
He can, yeah.
He can do one dance move. That's
imagine
cool.
If Dave becomes crazy famous from darting away from a pigeon and Stephen's
crane. AI prediction.
Bring it on, 2025. You'll get this thing that keeps me
coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
His name is Alex Warren. A YouTuber, TikTok, Instagrammer, and luckily for him, he can sing very well too.
Yeah, lovely voice.
There he is with Ella Henderson and Carry You Home on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. All this week, we were bringing you a look back at our predictions, things we expected to happen in 2024. Dave has the plague. He is not here today, but we made AI make Dave's predictions for the year ahead.
Which is probably what would have happened if Dave was here anyway, to be honest. I'm really throwing him under the bus now.
I don't know where you got this from, man, but he's WhatsApped us saying, my prediction for Dave for 2025 is that he'll start a secret affair with Aisling. You know, we've just been celebrating Aisling's engagement.
Donal.
All this week.
You know what's funny? Obviously, we had this joke before that, like, you and Dave were having a secret affair. But, like, some of my friends were like, in that video where you announced your engagement, Dave looks devastated. And I'm like, shut up.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm like, why do people need to, like, create drama? I'm
like, wait, now what?
Yeah. They were like, no, Dave's devastated. I'm like, oh yeah, Dave wants to propose to me, but Alex got there first.
Are you serious? People genuinely think that Dave was devastated when you announced your engagement.
One of my friends said that in the group chat. I was like, lads.
Come on.
Relax.
Okay, let's all go and watch the video again. It's on our Instagram, at official spin1038, where Aisling breaks the news that she's engaged. Does Dave look devastated? That's never once
He's
crossed
happy
my mind.
For me.
He is.
And very much in love with his lovely girlfriend.
Absolutely.
I just wanna wake up. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Ashley. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Good morning. What is the story?
Morning.
I'm off to the cinema tonight. I know I've been talking about it all week, but I'm so excited. I need to go and buy some tissues, I think, today.
Do it's you finally gonna be know emotional. The name of the movie?
I do. It is called We Live in Time.
Yes.
And it stars, wait now, let me get their names correct.
I know
once.
Them, but you, I'd like you to...
Andrew
them.
Garfield.
Yes.
And Florence Pugh.
Yes.
And the reviews are in and it's looking great. 83% said on Google they loved the acting. And in a nutshell, the review is sincere, moving and romantic. All I will say is God help us all. This means lots of tears.
Do you know what's kind of annoying that I do? Is like at this time of year, if a film isn't being considered for Oscars, I'm like... Don't want to know about it. Even though I really loved that film, and I'm like, oh, I wish it would be nominated for an Oscar. Can't watch it, so. Isn't that so annoying?
That's
why
just you.
Why would
that's,
I be like that?
Just you.
I've seen the trailer for this film, and I even thought it was emotional. So,
can we, lovely.
Can we do a little quick sweepstake between the two of us now? How many tissues do you think Emma's going to go through tonight?
You know I what think. I'm like.
Are you bad? Are you bad?
Oh, I went to see Me Before You in
well,
the cinema.
That is.
I went 4 times in a row. So and 3 of those were on my own. I went the first night with a friend and I was like, I have to
four days in a row?
Yeah. In Washford, it was a dark time.
I think, you know those little travel pocket packs of tissues that you get like 10 in? I think you'll go through at least 2 of those.
Yeah, I'm going to say 3.
After the show today, I'm going to go to Lidl. I'll get you a pack of those tickets.
Myself, you don't have to.
I feel like the vibe of this movie is maybe like peaks and troughs. Like I don't think it's just like one big sad moment at the end.
I think there's loads.
Yeah.
But even the romance.
Happy tears.
You know, myself and my boyfriend Jack were watching Afterlife the last few weeks.
Oh, yeah. Ricky Gervais.
And I've seen it years ago, but he hadn't seen it, so we watched it again.
Oh,
we were delayed in Stockholm Airport the other night, so I just threw it on the laptop. We had an earphone to say I was sobbing at the gate. I was like this. He was like, Emma, I kind of think there's something seriously wrong here. And I was like,
can I give you a wet floor sign as well to bring you to the cinema today?
Yeah. Definitely.
Spins Fully Charged with Now.
Morning.
I don't want to be really negative here, but I feel like it's fair to say that January is generally considered to be the worst month of the year. Even just the name of it, just like January.
Do you know what? I'm actually kind of enjoying the nothingness of it, but I know what you mean. I'll probably get pretty fed up by this time next week.
I think there's like excitement at the start, like fresh, new diary, all the rest. But then by the end, it's like, do you know what I mean? It's such a come down after Christmas. So on the show, we want to make January a bit of crack this year, okay? And the way to do that is by making it a competition.
Absolutely. Anything else doesn't suit Aisling.
I love being competitive. I love competition.
She likes winning.
Yeah, and basically on the show, we want to find a winner for January, okay? And the way you win January is by being the most January you can be. So you can gain points for doing the most January things, like joining the gym, and you can lose points for doing things that aren't very January, such as like staying out past midnight.
Or going on holidays.
Exactly. Yeah, having too much fun. So basically what we want to do this morning is kind of draft up a list of criteria and we'll apply points to them later. But over on 087-711-1038, voice notes if you can, but messages too. We'd love you to send us in any sort of activity that is either very, very January typical or absolutely not a January thing. And we'll add it to the chart and we'll give it points and all the rest.
Yeah.
And we'll draft up a leaderboard across the month of you listening and who is the most January by the end of the month.
Okay, that makes sense. So some of the positives that say you could get good points for being very January could be the likes of a no spend day, maybe.
Excellent.
Doing a clear out or eating 5 a day.
Really good.
New year, new me mindset, maybe?
They're all very January, so the more of those you can do, you'll get more points. However, if you do things like shaving your legs or underarms...
Oh, that's not very January.
That is not very January.
In your book.
Not at all. Washing your hair every day. That's not very January at all.
I'd agree with you.
No, putting fake tan on, not very January at all. We're grossing out this month. We're covering our bodies.
In dirt.
In clothing. Like, you know, we're not looking sexy.
I hear you.
One day.
I understand.
Wouldn't be very January at all.
No.
So basically, we want you to send us any sort of activity that you might do whether it is positive marking for January or negative marking. 087-711-1038.
There's so many more we haven't even touched on, and it all depends on people's like lives and what you have going on this month. There might be something that you know you have coming up that is the most un-January thing ever.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or maybe you are Januarying the bejesus out of it at the moment.
Exactly.
You want to hear from me as well. Okay, get your voice notes in on 087-711-1038. The leaderboard will be created by tomorrow's show and we can get Januarying
yes.
together.
We're turning January into a competition and making it fun, I promise. We want to find the most January person at the end of the month. And the way that you can be that is by doing like very stereotypical January things and not doing a lot of things that require enjoyment and like enhance your life.
Like if someone has a trip planned to Italy next week, I'm like, get out of town. It's January. Go home.
That's not very January.
It's the most un-January thing
I've
ever heard.
Things that are super January are like joining the gym, you know, going to bed early.
I did a face mask the other night.
Getting your five a day, all those things. Yeah, so we're basically going to make this sort of chart that has positive and negative marking. We'll devise the marking scheme tomorrow. It's very official, all of this. And throughout the month, you can kind of tot up your score as to how January are you, positive and negative marking, depending on what you're doing.
Absolutely. Noelle was on this. We're looking for your suggestions of kind of positive markings and negative markings, right?
January to me is all about surviving. So I have not joined a gym. I have not started a new diet. I have not made any New Year's resolutions. I bring a hot water bottle with me every day to work and we just get through the day.
Now, Noelle, I will say bringing the hot water bottle to work every day in January is very January.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I would say in general, you're not going to do very well in this competition.
No.
I feel like there's a positive point of just getting through the day.
We may give everybody 10 points at the end of January just for surviving
completing
January.
That's fair.
I agree.
Yeah.
Katie is standing by. You have a bit of a predicament for us this morning on all this.
It's my birthday in January, so like, can exceptions be made for people? If it's your birthday, you can have fun.
Well, this is the thing. Like, having a January birthday, it's sort of...
It's a major inconvenience for your friends and family to have a January birthday.
Like, everyone's broken, the weather's terrible and nobody wants to go out and celebrate and stuff like that. So...
I think having
a way to have fun.
I actually think having a birthday in January is negative marking. You shouldn't have a birthday in January because that's too good of a thing.
We think that maybe you should hang on till February to celebrate.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So we think just by virtue of you having a birthday in January, you get negative points for that. But you can always build up any other day by doing some of the other January things. Is that okay?
Yeah, I mean, I'm also bringing pastries into the office for everyone this morning because, like, January's real bad and it's real cold and everyone needs a treat with their coffee.
I think that's pretty January.
I think that's very January. That's kind.
I think that's nice. Okay, you're
and it's also testament to you're in last night, you're baking, you're not doing anything else. It's like, oh, you know what I'll do? I'll make a few bits for the office.
Exactly.
Very January, Katie. Well done.
So I think you've broken even.
Yeah, nice one, Katie.
Okay, cool.
Enjoy your birthday.
You're back to zero. All right, thanks, girl.
Bye, bye-bye.
We probably won't be able to do this sort of like personalised approach with everybody, but it was nice to hear from Katie. Nonetheless. No, but we got to move here,
Katie. She's such a bitch since she got engaged, isn't she?
We've got a few texts in. Kev says, guys, it's right there, doing dry Jan.
Oh, perfect. That's very January.
Massive points if you successfully do dry Jan. We'll give maybe some points for damp Jan.
Yeah, I think what's tough for people is the fact that, you know, if you are out on New Year's Eve and the clock has struck midnight.
That doesn't count.
Does it not?
No, you got to go sleep and then wake up and then it's a new
then
day.
It's, okay, fair.
Yeah, I take that. Saoirse says, getting a takeaway on a weekday, negative points.
Oh.
That's negative points.
I did that Monday.
Well, you're in the red.
Damn it. Okay. Yeah. Sean, how are you?
I'm not bad. Trying to get the eyes open still, but besides that, not too bad.
I hear you.
You only need your mouth working for this.
You're doing something very positive, very January at the moment. What are you at?
Meal prepping with the missus. So we got back to the gym, but that wasn't January enough for us. So we decided to get about 400 lunchboxes from Mr. Price and try start to make meals. So last week it went well. We only made six of them. Well, five of them maybe. This week we went a bit overboard. I'd say about 12 or 13 of them, and I guarantee you after about 3 days we're both going to look at them and say, I will make a new batch, throw them in the bin.
Yeah. So I think you did a lot of January stuff there in one, Sean, if I may. One being the gym, two being buying the lunchboxes. That's
yeah, the buying
January.
Of the lunchboxes is points in itself.
I think so too.
God, that
so
is...
Yeah.
And three, the meal prep. Wow.
Sean, tomorrow we will denote the points for all of these things, but I want to say you're well up there.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get ahead so I can stop about the 15th or 16th, to be honest with you.
I hear you.
And let it all go. Yeah, well, that's allowed.
Look, get the points up and then you still could have a good chance of winning this if you keep it up, you know?
Fingers crossed. Fingers
you mind
crossed.
Yourself.
Fair play, Sean. Well done.
Cheers, mate. Have a good morning.
Bye, you too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, a few more to wrap it up. Olivia says not leaving the house all weekend. That would be positive points. Very January.
I think a walk in the middle of that would make it more January, but okay.
I think it's the hibernation vibes.
Understood.
Shane says sea swims are very January.
Oh, that's...
I think he's right there. I think yeah. that you'd get like mega points for doing
we'll
a sea swim
think
in January.
About that, but I think that's huge.
Yeah,
markings,
for the plunge.
Yeah.
And then Kieran buying something in the January sales. He says that should be positive marking, even though you're spending. But it's still a very January thing to do.
It is, and the deals are incredible. So it's smart spending.
Yeah,
perhaps,
and it's that idea of
left.
You know a little bit of joy, so you can cling on and survive.
All right. Okay. Right. Tomorrow on the show, then we need to get this leaderboard done.
Yeah.
Right. The marking
point system.
Point system, should I say, excuse me. And we'll get that sent out to you. And we'll have the most January person by the end of January.
Can't wait.
Unbelievable. KSI now on spin. It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and hair. How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. Well, hello and welcome to a brand new girly quiz for 2025.
Woo-hoo!
If you're new to the show, welcome along. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Poor Dave is bedridden with the plague that everyone seems to have at the moment. It caught him eventually. But we plough on. The girly quiz is something we started with Dave well over 2 years ago on the show now. And essentially, the aim of the game is for him to win the week. He has to answer three girly-orientated questions correctly to do that. But there's a bit of help from there as well.
Yes, filling in for Dave is emergency man producer Callum.
Hello there.
This week. How are you feeling about this, producer girl?
Do you know what? Because I've done this once before. Emma, you were on holiday and Dave was off sick last February, and I think I got 3 out of 3.
Okay.
So I'm quietly confident. I'm nervously confident.
But you see, a lot of people who listen to the show on the regular basis will know, because a full year has passed since then.
Yes.
The obvious questions are dwindling.
Yes.
And yeah. unfortunately, the questions
a little more awkward.
Utter default are getting a little bit tricky.
I have suggested questions to you for the quiz before, though, as well.
You have, yeah. You're in a long-term relationship yeah. with your girlfriend Jess, yeah. so you're quite an observant man. So I do think you're going to do pretty
Thank
well.
You. I'm observant.
You are. As Emma said, you get a bit of help. You have your Simplify, which is a 50-50. Option and your phone a female. Chloe is standing by as your phone a female today. And the girly quiz is with Bia Bell Beauty, who are a luxury cosmetics and tan brand that make contemporary glamour and beauty available to everybody. And Chloe, just for coming on, gets to win a beautiful Bia Bell Beauty hamper for her and a friend and a girly quiz board game. How does that sound, Chloe?
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, nice one. Are you going to give that that second hamper away or keep it for yourself?
I might give it to my mom or my sister.
Fair
maybe.
Play.
See
Fair
what's
play.
In
yeah.
it.
Yeah, see what the story is.
See what you're interested
yeah.
in.
And
exactly.
the girly quiz board game. All yours as well, even if you get the question wrong for Callum. Hang on there, Chloe. No doubt Callum will need you. And just a quick mention as well. The nature of the girly quiz is it's all types of girly things in and out. So if there's little ears in the car, we always just say this to cover our own backs, maybe just hand on the dial. But I think we're safe enough, especially because it's producer Callum today.
yeah, tends to be.
All right. Question one on the girly quiz this week. Producer Callum.
Hello.
In Zara sizing.
this is an Evan Nolan question.
Okay.
A square on the label indicates that the garment is true to size. What do the triangle and the circle indicate? We need you correct on both.
Now, don't panic too much, because
no.
the question is phrased in a way to help you.
I don't want to come out really misogynistic.
Go on. Come on.
I think that... the square is true to size.
Yeah.
So that's a square equal on all four sides.
Okay.
I'm using logic. Triangle is smaller to size, as in triangle is
pointy.
Saying, say if the item is a size 10, it's actually saying that this would fit people who are size 6 or 8 because it's smaller at the top, bigger at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of misshapen a little bit. Not saying that
I understand what you're trying to say.
And
you're
then
okay.
the circle is rounder, which indicates it's bigger because it's circular.
You absolutely
absolute misogynist pig.
I'm sorry.
I'm joking. How would that be misogynist? And you're absolutely right.
Oh, yeah. Logic for the win.
Well done.
Do you know what? Of all the years I've been in Zara, I've always had to Google what it means when I'm looking at something. I've never even thought of that logic before.
I didn't know that that was a thing.
Yeah, you know the way they're always giving, they're always getting in trouble for people giving out, saying, I'm always a size 12 in Zara, now this won't fit me, or this is too big on me, or whatever. Yeah. That's what that's all about. Discover that on TikTok about 2 years ago.
Why don't they just make items true to size?
That's a very good point.
I wish everyone would just use the standard Primark sizing, Penny's sizing.
Yeah.
A 10 is a 10, an 8 is an 8, a 12 is a 12, a 16 is a 16. Then you go into Zara or other shops and it just gets so confusing. But bear that in mind, gals. True to size, square, fits on the smaller side, triangle, and fits on the bigger size, circle. And you really will notice the difference if you're trying on stuff.
That's a good hack that I didn't know, so we've learned something today. All right, producer Callum, question number two. Chloe's still standing by. As your phone a female? Callum, if a girl said she'd lost her Alex and Annie, what would she be looking for?
Her Alex and Annie.
Alex and Annie.
Three words, Alex and Annie?
Yeah.
I want to say that I've heard of this before, but I don't know where, I don't know why, I don't know in what context. I may have just been making it up.
What do you think it is? Any ideas?
Alex and Annie. It kind of, you know, like the whole Yasmin nickname for the pill, it sounds like it could be another thing for like the morning after pill or something.
It's not
like
a nickname.
That.
It's a genuine name of a pill.
Oh?
Yeah, yeah, it's a genuine name.
Sorry, good point.
Where's the Yasmin? I am going to have to phone in Chloe at this point, and I really hope Chloe knows.
Chloe, good morning. Welcome to the Girl Quiz. Callum's under pressure. On the question that is, if a girl said she lost her Alex and Annie, what would she be talking about?
So Alex and Annie are actually, they do jewellery. So it's like mostly bracelets, but they do bracelets and necklaces and rings. It's a jewellery company and they have little kind of charms on them.
So it's kind of like, if you're saying charms, all I'm going towards is like Pandora. I'm just filling time
here. It's similar, yeah. It's similar but different, yeah. But it is a jewellery brand.
So when, I'm going to call you Alex. When Aisling is saying Alex and Annie, so many A's, she's calling it as a brand rather than like just a separate ring.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a jewellery brand.
Okay. I'm going to go with Chloe's answer. If you've lost your Alex and Annie, you've lost some jewellery.
Because Chloe said it in her answer,
yeah,
which was bracelet.
Okay,
we will give it to you.
Thank you.
And
very
technically,
much.
You can't argue with the fact that you're right. So well done.
Chloe, you were absolutely right. I wish producer Callum hopped on the bracelet in specific.
Yes.
But they do other things. They definitely do other things.
Okay.
But
yeah.
The Alex and Annie bracelet was like very kind of trendy, wasn't
thing,
it? It was
kind of
like
they were really popular for a while. Yeah.
We all had them, and all made us.
I would have never have gone down that way. So
really?
Fair play to you, Chloe. Yeah. Thank you very much.
On the ball, Chloe. Well,
no problem.
You won all those lovely prizes as well. To be a
thank you very much.
Hoppers.
And the girly quiz board game. Fair play. Bye bye.
Okay, I'm not on my own.
Well.
I've still got the Simplify as well.
Simplify.
Yeah.
That question one really, really made me give me a bit of confidence.
Yeah, gave you
good,
a boost.
Good,
yeah.
Good. Okay, logic wins. You're saying.
Yeah.
Callum, question number three on the girly quiz this week for the win. What is the main difference between a nursing bra and a regular bra?
A nursing bra.
What do you think a nursing bra is, even?
It's giving just had a baby?
It's giving that, is it?
It's giving just had a baby, girls.
it's a bra that nurses wear.
That's not the question.
No,
what is it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But good, it's good to identify that first.
The difference between a regular bra and a nursing bra.
Yeah, what features would be different?
Do I use the Simplify or do I just...
I'd like to know what you're thinking first.
Thinking flap in the bra.
Callum, that's so rude. Don't ever call that. That's so misogynistic.
When you say flap in relation to a woman, it sends the brain elsewhere.
Flap in a bra.
Be careful, yeah.
Where you take the flap down so the baby can feed.
Mm-hmm.
So you can feed the baby without removing the bra. So the difference between a nursing bra and a regular bra is that the front of the bra is detachable by Velcro or a button or something.
Don't go too deep.
For the... A zip. And...
Vacuum seal.
A suction cup. So the baby can get fed easy without removal of the bra.
Listen, lads, he absolutely... What are we doing?
Yeah, there's
he
no
absolutely
point.
Smashed it.
What the hell?
It's just logic. It's just logic.
It
just use your brain.
Is like, there any way, genuinely, that deep down you kind of knew that from somewhere? Or was that pure logic? Because if so, you are the most logical person I think I've ever met.
Do you have a nursing bra fetish?
You definitely don't.
It's a Jenny quiz.
With BFL, the original Tommy skincare has seen in vogue.
Will they do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Spin 103.8.
Tell them at home online. Look, Jess. Look at the flaps on this one.
Open your flaps.
Are you going to wear the floppy one today?
I'm not coming to work ever again.
Unzip your flaps.
Do you want
this
me to suction that
stuff? This intro's too long. We're going to get cancelled. 5 more seconds, anything more to say? Gigi Perez and Sailor Song on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Took me months to realise the song is imagining this romantic partner as looking like Anne Hathaway.
Oh.
Looking like Anne Hathaway. Anyway, Callum is on to tell us about the Girly Quiz board game.
Yes, so you know we were obviously banging on about the Girly Quiz board game a lot just before Christmas. We gave away 400 between Dundrum and Blanche. We had over 1,000 phone calls just before Christmas to give away the last 5. I fear that we need to set up a Girly Quiz board game complaint hotline.
Why?
Because over Christmas, nobody did some quality control, and I got a DM through the Spin Instagram account being like, lads, I got my Girly Quiz board game from one of your pop-up shops. No questions in the board game.
No questions.
Someone, forgot to put the Girly Quiz questions in the Girly Quiz board game. Not all of them, just one person.
No,
her name was Abigail.
It was Spinnies who were looking after this,
yes.
And they put in
name
serious graft.
Yeah.
They worked their backsides off
That's
on these.
That's what happens when you don't have robots looking after everything.
Yes. Yeah.
Humans.
Human error.
Are the worst.
So complaints at spin1038.com if you did not receive anything in your Girly Quiz board game.
Did you? I would actually the tiny dice.
Yeah, I'd actually take that up a notch to Commissioner Naman, which is the broadcasting authority. I would go all the way to the top with that one. Now that's disgraceful.
I presume the questions have been sent to this person.
I sent out a brand new board game.
Nice, oh, well,
because
done.
I wasn't just going to take a question card from another board game, because that would mean another board game would not have.
Confusing.
And it just,
like DVD players from the noughties vibes. Okay,
yes.
Good. So we're sorted?
Just about.
Cool.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I like it, yeah. Just wanna wake up
with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. Emma, Dave, and Aisling. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Hiya. Hope you're in good form.
Good morning. I feel like I'm really trying to keep a positive mental space with this cold weather, but it's starting to weigh heavy on me now. I'm like, okay, this is like, I don't know, feels like this maybe 5th or 6th day of like freezing.
What I don't like is when your house is cold.
Oh,
I
just... My house is so cold.
I don't know.
My apartment.
I'm starting to realise maybe my house isn't insulated at all.
I don't think any house in Ireland is properly insulated.
Honestly, like the heating is literally on in the sitting room when I walk in and I'm like, I can't be in here. It's too cold.
And as soon as the heat goes off, it's like breath. See your breath? The one thing I will say that's keeping me going through it all is the new mode of transport I have for getting around my apartment, and that is slipping and sliding.
Oh.
I did this on the show last year, I think, and I asked a question. Do anybody else's floors get really slippy when it's cold? And I looked it up and it is a thing. It's like something to do with like the wood contracting or whatever. And I realised yesterday I walked like from the kitchen to my bedroom and I ran and skid the hallway there. And I was like, this is the only way I'm going to get around now. While it's cold. It's so fun. And if you have like wooden floors or any sort of like slick flooring, I really encourage you to try this at home, because it is fun.
Yeah.
It's like Heelys on your feet, but it's your socks.
I like as well from your
kind of sitting room to your bedroom, it's like a straight corridor.
There's a long hall.
And on each side, there's something safe to knock into. So I believe if you go straight into the bedroom, you land on your bed.
Yeah.
Because you don't even have a door, do you?
No, there's no door.
No door. So you can then turn around and go straight from the bed. And if you do fall, you land on the couch.
Back to the couch, yeah.
Perfect.
It's brilliant, yeah.
That's an ideal scenario. If at the end of one of your runs was like a cabinet full of Waterford Crystal, maybe I wouldn't recommend.
No.
But your setup is
perfect. Just be careful. Look, check your surroundings and all the rest. And you can vary the length of your skid as well, you know.
Sure.
It's dynamic and fun. Good morning. Obviously, poor Dave is off sick again today. And we told you yesterday that we do this thing when Dave is off sick. Some people call it abusive and bullying. And we've been accused of actually being very cruel
on this. Even though I think Dave actually enjoys
it. Dave actually encourages it. He thinks it's a bit of crack. It's basically a Twitter page that we made. It's called Where Is Dave? @WhereIsDave2, if you'd like to give it a follow. And it's based off the page Where Is Lorraine, where they track how many shows Lorraine, the TV presenter in the UK, does of her own show, which is literally called Lorraine. And basically, we do that. We track how many shows Dave actually does of his own show, Dave and Aisling. And so far, he's at, for 2025, 50%. He's done two of the four shows of 2025. It's really bad odds. It's a really bad start for poor Dave.
Yeah.
But he has the rest of the year to make it up. So if you want to give it a follow, it does freak him out, just that nice little bit.
Notification.
Where is Dave too? It's a bit of a laugh. Dave is off sick. He was coming down with something on Tuesday. He kind of laid the foundation, said it probably won't be in tomorrow. And yesterday he was at home in bed during the show and feeling a little bit anxious. He is a bit of an anxious puppy. And we can all be anxious when we call in sick, just because you really want people to know, I actually am really
I'm not
sick.
On the dossier or going on a little night away somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, it's January. Why would you take the day off? Anyway, you've just had 2 weeks off. So yeah, nobody thinks he's not sick, but he was anxious. And so he sent producer Callum a screenshot of the data from his Whoop. So a Whoop is sort of like an Apple Watch or a
Fitbit. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And it gives you all these health stats. And basically, Dave's Whoop said he was on 1% recovery. And Dave said the only time he'd ever seen someone on 1% recovery was when his friend went out 8 nights in a row. It's truly as bad as it gets. And when Dave said that, I kind of thought to myself, that's kind of interesting. It's like a modern day sick note.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I feel like we're kind of always sending modern sick notes without realizing it nowadays.
Trying to prove, because no matter what you do, if you are sick, you do feel like, no matter Dave or anyone, you think everyone thinks you're lying.
Yeah, always. Yeah, it's really toxic that we think that. So I was thinking of other things that people kind of use as like modern sick notes.
Yeah.
And I think they should be accepted as gospel from your employer. So for example, being online on WhatsApp at like 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. etc. That's a modern sick note.
Mm-hmm. You're so bored that you're actually clearing WhatsApp groups because you've nothing else to do and you can't sleep because you're up now to the toilet or you're up coughing or whatever. Yeah.
Exactly. It's giving, I didn't get a wink. Sharing your sleep score with your boss, I think, should be a valid way of calling in sick. Like, look, I got like a 10% sleep score. Mm. I can't do my job today. Mm-hmm. That's a modern sick note. Another modern sick note that you see is when people do the old Insta story of the old hospital wristband on the wrist.
Do you know what's another one? That, like, say if you weren't actually hospitalised.
Yeah.
But it's the photo of the Strepsils and the Difflam.
Yes.
And the hot water bottle and the herbal tea. And do you know what I mean? It's my pack because I'm so miserable.
Yeah, yeah, survival pack. Yeah. And like, why would I have them if I wasn't really sick?
Why would I have spent that money?
Yeah, exactly. Another one is the sort of croaky voice note. Yeah, I'm not really thinking I'll be in tomorrow.
I saw someone share recently that if you lie upside down on a bed, as in kind of put your head back, apparently that's a guaranteed croaky voice. If you were in the market to want to create a croaky voice,
interesting.
Apparently if you kind of lie back, head down, record, you're instantly croaky.
Okay, so just that might be a flaw in that one. And then similarly in 2020 and beyond, the most common modern sick note was the positive COVID test.
Oh, yeah. Which, of course, you can get loads of duplicates of online as well.
Yeah, yeah. But the darker the black line, the more sick I am.
Look at that line,
that's not going anywhere, boss.
And Dave did do another thing the other day that was really unnecessary. When we checked in to see how he was, he replied sitting in his own house, which, fair enough, he's trying to protect his housemates, which is very considerate, of wearing the medical grade masks as well, the blue one, which was quite PTSD infusing, to be honest, from 2020.
So, Dave, we believe you. Relax.
You're all good. Obviously, it's brand new kind of year, and a lot of people have taken on the new year, new me thing. Lots of people avoiding it like the plague, and that's absolutely fine too. But lots of articles, as you can imagine, about making decisions for optimum health this year.
Yes.
And I came across one this morning, and this one focuses on the times of day you should do certain things for hashtag optimum health benefits. Okay. Now, unfortunately for us, as in you and I and people who do early shifts, these times aren't really reflective of our time schedule. But for someone on a 9 to 5, this could work for you quite well. So they're saying that you should, if you're a 9 to 5er, you should wake up at 6:50 a.m. and sip a coffee immediately, straight away. Wow. They're saying that this could help cut the risk of death from heart-related issues by up to 31%.
You're going to say tiredness.
Straight into death. Happy January, everybody. Yeah. Then they're saying a mere 21 minutes later, 7:11 a.m., very specific, that's breakfast time. They're saying eating within 30 minutes of waking is best to boost metabolism and improve energy for the day ahead.
I've heard that.
Yeah, I've heard that too, within 30 minutes.
I eat way too late.
Me too.
I literally just had a banana there like 20 minutes ago.
We've been up for about 4 hours, yeah. So there you go. Then they're saying 8:15. Now, bearing in work, lots of people have commutes to make if you need to be at your desk at 9. This isn't going to suit many people.
Right.
But for hashtag optimum health, you should be exercising by 8:15.
Oh my gosh.
Is just over an hour after you've had your brekkie, and they're saying that exercising before 11, you're ready for the darkness, is associated with the lowest future risk of stroke and heart disease. Woo! Listen, shedding pounds as well. They're saying that when it comes to weight loss, a study says that exercising between 7 and 9 a.m. is the most effective time to help you shift the pounds. Cool.
7 and 9.
A lot of people don't have time to be doing that before they get to work.
They really
don't.
Kids going
out the door. So anyway, 11:55 a.m. Very specific.
Okay.
Go and find some sunshine. At that time, apparently. Now, you might have to go quite far here in Ireland.
You might have to take a flight.
Getting outside before midday, they're saying, for at least 10 minutes should help you nod off at night, and it aids your body clock. So that's what they're saying for. And that is specifically, come on, do this morning now. Set your alarm. 11:55. Say, sorry, boss. Need to go out and get some sun.
Yeah, sorry. Sunshine time.
20 to 1. In fact, if you want to be very specific, take your first bite of your lunch at 12:38 p.m.
Wow.
That's the time to eat your lunch, and it will minimise an afternoon slump.
That's interesting, because I think a lot of people probably take lunch way too late.
I think so too.
Like 2 o'clock.
People do be starving sometimes.
Yeah.
And then 1:08 p.m. Sit there. And don't you dare stand up. And when the clock strikes 1:08 p.m., you start walking.
Right.
And you get a little walk in, come back and have a cup of tea. They're saying to pump arm at 12 minutes past 5. Lots of people still at work at that time. That's not really much good.
Pump arm.
Dinner time at before 4:15. And if you're lying in bed with your other half and you're feeling a little bit like, how are you?
Oh, yeah?
Don't lay a finger until 20 past 10.
20 past 10.
That's quite late for some people.
Hang on, 20 past 10.
You're writing that down?
Set an alarm.
Okay.
20 past 10. Cool.
Don't even look at them until 20 past 10.
Cool.
That is the key time for all of this, apparently. The benefits of a bedtime include stress reduction and improved heart health. Happy hormones are released as well. That should also help you fall asleep more easily.
Wow.
Imagine if you started
That's
giving you a little
day,
kiss
isn't
at,
it?
At 8:15.
Every day, 20 past 10.
Hang on there a minute.
It's so not conducive to our lifestyle. I was asleep by 10 past 10 last night. Yeah.
Not a chance.
Not a chance. Get away from me. I'm joking.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Emma, Dave and Ashley, and you're listening to Spin, and we're in the midst of a second at the cinema.
Yes, this is where we play you 1 second from any film, could be anything at all, and if you can guess it correctly, today we'll give you a pair of IMC cinema passes.
This is the 1 second clip.
In case I don't see you.
And a lot of people, I still don't understand. People are just incredible. How do you identify a full-length film? Whatever about a song from 1 second?
I'd say I know 10% of these, or maybe 20%. I'd say Dave knows about 60%.
I'd say I'm in the minuses.
And yet, every time we play, multiple people get it right.
It's class. Fabiano thinks he knows. Good morning.
How are you guys?
Good. Happy New Year. Listen, here is the clip, right?
In case I don't see you.
What movie do you think that's from, Fabiano?
I think it's from Liar Liar.
Ooh, Liar Liar. That's,
oh, that's
is
great.
Is that Jim Carrey?
No, it's your man, Leonardo DiCaprio, isn't it? No.
With Jim Carrey.
No, Jim Carrey, Emma.
Never mind. Don't know what I'm talking about.
Could be a more different actor. Unfortunately, it's wrong, Fabiano.
Sorry, sir.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Thank you. No problem, guys.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. I know what I was trying to think of. Catch me if you can. Is that in any way close to Liar Liar?
Well, I guess they both sound like childish games. Liar Liar, Catch Me If You Can.
Plot-wise, are they anything to do with one another?
Not.
No, brilliant. Okay, well done. Michelle, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good stuff.
Michelle, have a listen to this clip.
In case I don't see you.
What film do you think it is?
I think it's The Truman Show.
The Truman Show. Another Jim Carrey. We just had a Jim Carrey guest.
Well, guess what? It's a film I haven't seen. Shock horror.
I only watched it recently. Let's see if you're right.
Hey. In case I don't see you. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Oh, brilliant.
Very good. I knew it was some sort of classic, like, one. Brilliant. Well done, Michelle.
Thank you very much.
Do you have any movies on your list that you want to go to cinema and see?
There is that new one. I think it's called A Real Pain. It's meant to be very, very good.
Oh, cool. Nice one.
Haven't heard of that one.
Neither have I.
There's loads of good stuff coming. And you've just won two IMC Cinema Passes. Well done, Michelle.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Easy as that.
Movie buffs, the laddies.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.